Lord Byron wrote that hatred is by far the longest pleasure. Men love in haste, but they detest at leisure. Whilst Maya Angelou says that hate has caused a lot of problems in the world, but has not solved one yet. On this episode of the History of Advertising podcast, we are focusing on Create Not Hate, a non-profit organisation that unlocks potential of young people who are underrepresented in the creative industries. Trevor Robinson, OBE, has been behind some of the biggest ad campaigns in recent memory. Here, he talks about what motivated him to set up the organisation.
I remember getting into advertising, eventually me and Al, and looking around the advertising agency and being quite happy to be the only gay in the village in a weird way. To be like, because I knew there was a uniqueness. I would walk into the room, you could see clients go, I had no idea he was black. You know, they'd probably seen our work and didn't realize that. So it was something that I felt, and also the headset that I knew I had when it came to coming out with ideas. You, our creative directors, it was like a breath of fresh air, because we would always come up with stuff. I was from Scotland, I was from Clapham, and we always came up with stuff that felt a bit like that. I felt me and Al had a uniqueness in the way we approach things. And I always felt a little bit of a cheat, because I always felt we've got that uniqueness because there's not many people like me in advertising. And then I just thought, this is mad. I grew up with such talented people, funny people, creative people, a lot more creative than me, to be honest, that never ended up being in advertising, never had my, you know, durability, I'd say, and stubbornness. And the belief that I would succeed. I think that's what I don't know where I got it from or why I have it, probably from my mum, but I always thought I was going to be successful at something. And I have done. And I just thought, there's all that talent out there. And I look at the advertising industry, I looked at them and I thought, all these guys are brilliant, but they're from a very tiny little well of people, all, you know, middle-class guys that have been educated, mainly men at that time as well. And I was kept thinking, there's all this talent out there, all this wealth of talent that's ended up in other music or in other things, sport or whatever. And I thought, why are they in advertising? And it would be really interesting, the ideas that would be flying out of the advertising industry, if it was more diverse.
Create Not Hate's first initiative was to try and tackle gun and knife crime creatively. The issue was one that was very personal for Trevor.
There was a kid that was murdered from my old school. And I remember seeing a poster campaign that ended up winning lots of awards. But I remember looking at it and thinking, this has been written by a middle-class person in advertising who has no idea. Have you honestly going to stop somebody out there from putting a knife in their pocket and walking down the road with it? They have no idea. And I thought, why not go to, and it was at my old school, I went to those kids and said, right, if you were going to stop knife and gun crime, what would you do?
The first piece of work to come out of Create Not Hate was a film called A Mother's Tear. It explores the impact that the shooting of a teenage boy has on his mother.
Bang! Another boy's gone. The gun might have the owner, but the mum don't have a son. Now she faces facts that she has to live with this change. Now she's living without no one to love. It's so strange. Tears cry, hoping to bring her soul back. Blaming crime on poverty, but a gun did that. People show up to funerals to pay their respects. Then a sister sits down and cries as a mother, saying, please don't make my son next. Mothers cry in their houses due to a knife or a gun. Could you be a mother and have to bury your son? Her son died at 15. How hard it has been. On the other side, the grass is not green. The roses are not red. The violets are not blue. Not one mother cries because her son's gone, but two.
A tear tells a story, but a crime has a sentence.
The film was written, directed, promoted, and starred students from Lambeth Academy. It was screened on MTV, in cinemas nationwide, and received extensive global press. After a short hiatus, Trevor revisited Create Not Hate following an incident of police brutality that sent ripples across the world.
George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd!
In May 2020, George Floyd was killed in police custody due to a lack of oxygen after a police officer knelt on his neck and back for nearly 10 minutes.
I remember feeling incredibly angry. My wife was saying, God, I've never seen you so angry, because I've never been kind of chip on the shoulder kind of black people. But I guess I bottle up a lot of stuff, being stopped and searched myself, being harassed by the police, having our front door kicked off when I was a kid, you know, with the police searching our house. You know, it's just, it was, it, I've grown up with this, this anger with racism as well. I had people spitting on my face when I was a kid, skinheads coming into our council estate and fighting random, just attacking people. And I grew up with that. So when it happened to George and him begging for his life, that horrible film, which I could never watch to the end as well. It's just like, it was just horrible to watch. It affected me. And I thought, rather than, you know, be bitter guy, I thought I'd try and revitalize Create Not Hate again, but this time do it a bit more clever. This time with my help of Rania Robinson, my wife, and she MD here, and she was absolutely brilliant this time. Said, right, we're going to approach brands and we're going to get more mentors from other advertising agencies so they can see firsthand, actually, there is a lot of talent out there.
The next campaign for Create Not Hate was focused on tackling unconscious bias, called Check Your Prejudice.
It was ironic we were doing this project around how do you stop racism? You know, what would you do? And like, and these kids were coming in after being stopped and searched by the police on their way to us.
In the final film, we see a white couple looking through a window. They see a group of black men speaking passionately. And even though they can't hear the conversation, they presume that the black men are having a fight.
Is it all kicking off in there?
It's typical, isn't it?
You're just so aggressive.
Hey, it's probably a drug deal gone wrong or something.
Then we hear what's actually happening on the other side of the window.
So, good Capulet, whose name I tender daily as my own. Be satisfied.
Oh, calm.
Do you think I should call the police?
No, don't. There might be others around. Leave it.
Vile submission. Alasto Carter carries it away. Tybalt, you rat catcher. Will you walk?
Yeah! That was nice.
Thank you.
We asked Trevor what impact he thinks Create Not Hate has had on the advertising industry.
People are realising that you've got to get not just advertising full of smart, clever people, but smart, clever people from the audience that we're trying to sell to. We're trying to, you know, like, at the end of the day, I'm a fan of advertising and I'm from the streets, as they call it. And that happens with music and that happens with other occupations, but it doesn't seem to happen in advertising. It's not a mirror of people who you're selling there. And I would say that you're missing a trick there. You know, get the people who know it, breathe it, coming up with ideas as well.
The History of Advertising podcast was presented by Jack Megan Phillips and featured contributions from Trevor Robinson, OBE. The programme was produced by Jane Jarvis and Jack Megget Phillips. To explore the History of Advertising Trust's online catalogue and the work that they do, please visit hatads.org.uk.